Guitar Will Travel, presented by Vintage Guitar Magazine, with your host, me, James Patrick Regan, otherwise known as Jimmy from the Deadlies. And today I'm speaking with Reg and Steven from the UK band The Chameleons, who happen to be driving to a gig in Roseville, California. In our conversation, the two discuss their current tour and their tour of Europe when they're done here, and Reg's dislike of European winters. Reg and Steven take us through The Chameleons' new album, Arctic Moon, and Steven and Reg take us through the gear on the album, and the gear they use on tour, and the difficulties of shipping gear from the UK to Europe and here to the US. Reg talks about his lack of gear at home, and Steven describes his guitar collection at home. And the two briefly discuss how the band came back together with Steven playing guitar after original co-guitarist Dave Fielding. To find out more about Reg, Steven, and the Chameleons, you can go to their website, chameleonsband.com. That's chameleonsband.com. Please subscribe, like, comment, share, and most of all, review this podcast. I'd really appreciate it. And please support Vintage Guitar Magazine and all the wonderful things they do for us guitar players, because they do so many wonderful things for us guitar players. Here's my buddies, Reg and Steven.
Hello.
Hey, how are you guys?
I'm good.
Good, thanks.
Good. Are you on your way to Sacramento?
Yeah, we're about 20 minutes away from Sacramento.
Roseville,
I think.
Goldfield Trading Post.
That's right, first of all.
You guys are going to pass me on your way to San Francisco tomorrow.
All right, where are you?
I'm in Napa, California.
Okay, I'll wave to you.
How long is this tour going to last?
It's like 2 weeks. Something.
How long's left? It's about 2 weeks old, so we've done a bit now, so I don't know.
We go home on the 10th.
Okay.
10th, is it? Yeah, it's...
I think it is.
And then are you going to tour once you get back to the UK?
Yeah, we've got...
we're in Europe then, aren't we?
Europe and then back to England, I think.
What's it like touring Europe in the wintertime?
I hate the winter, so it's always horrible.
And do you live in the UK full time?
Yes. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
If you hate the winter, you should maybe think about moving someplace more south.
Well, I'm always thinking about it, yeah, when it comes to summer's not... Well, we've had a good summer this year, but normally in Manchester, summers are rubbish. It's just rains all the time. It's not been bad this time. So.
Good.
Yeah. You're always threatening to move, aren't you?
Oh,
somewhere with somewhere tropical climate.
And just for clarification's sake, you are Reg right there, and you're Steven?
That's me.
Yeah,
I'm Steven.
Right on. It's a pleasure to meet you. I love the album. Who produced the album?
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah,
Christoph Bride. He's sort of tour managers as well.
Oh, really? Particularly on the first song when those drums kick in, those are some of the best drum sounds I've heard in a long time. Not to berate the guitar. Yes, the guitar sounds great too, but the drums are just amazing.
Yeah,
it sounds
great.
Definitely knows his stuff.
Yeah, what
it
were you guys?
It does have a sound live as well.
Yeah, what were you guys using?
It does have a sound live.
Gear wise on the record, what are you guys using?
Go on.
I used for guitars. I use a Shergold Masquerado quite a lot on it. It's vintage guitar, and I used. I don't think I used the microfrets very much on the album, and I used a Gibson Les Paul Custom Classic, which is my main guitar now. I'm making that my main guitar,
okay.
And effects, I just use what I use live, the Boss GT100 effects unit,
sure.
Into a Mezzabugi F30.
Okay,
that's my chain of events.
Okay, and you, Reg?
I had a guitar. Well, I didn't have it made. My friend was started making guitars. So, and I was playing one of them. This feels really good. If you put really good stuff on it, I'll use this. So,
yeah.
I use that. It's Dean Hanley, and it's called the Hanley guitar. But he don't make them anymore.
Okay,
he's just making them I sprayed it my own color and did everything. Put my own pick up some stuff and
yeah,
it's good.
Yeah, what about effects for you?
Anything F30, like Stephen, the amps in F30.
Okay.
It's the Boogie F30, and I use HX Stomp.
Okay.
Pedals. The HX today.
Right on.
That line six.
Line six, eight, six, still, yeah.
Reg, when the band first started, what were you using for gear?
Oh, when I first started, I had, well, I didn't even have a proper guitar. It's like, a Woolworths guitar. But then I bought a Fender Telecaster. I've used that for quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
And a Carlsberg amp. And just, I didn't really use many pedals. It was just, I think all I used was a Boss Echo. Okay.
Yeah. And who are you listening to? I mean, I know you've influenced a whole bunch of guitar players, but who were you listening to when you first started playing?
Guitar player, guitaring wise.
Yeah,
good. I suppose the early Alice Cooper band I was into, you know, the way their guitars work with each other and that, I loved
it. Yeah. Yep.
Mick Ronson, David Bowie's guitarist, but I've always been a massive Jimmy. It's just like,
okay.
He's the Don.
Yeah, of course.
I'm nowhere near him as a guitarist. He's just like us.
I don't know. You create some. Like Jimi Hendrix, you definitely create atmospheres with your guitar playing, both of you.
Yeah. I mean, originally Dave in the original band got he decided to get a chorus, an echo unit. So that was how that developed. But I always stayed with the pretty straight distortion and clean.
Uh-huh.
Not use much other than that, really.
Yeah. And when you decided to reform the band, how did you find Stephen? Or how did Stephen cross your path?
Well, Stephen was there already when I came in.
Oh, really?
He was back already, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I've been in the band for a couple of years. The Chameleons Vox band. Yeah, that's another story in itself. Could talk for ages about that.
I mean, playing drums at first, and then he's gone on to guitar.
Oh, really? Oh, right on. There seems to be a lot of guitar players that started out on drums.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a frustrated drummer. I love playing the drums. I'm into stuff. I love it. But, I suppose it's affording a drum kit when you're young. It's like it's so nice, isn't it?
Having somewhere to play it.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. where did you guys record the record?
In Christoph's, what's he called?
It's in Salford Oxidine Studios. In Salford.
It's Christoph's studio.
Okay. What part of England is that?
Salford.
It's Greater Manchester.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's quite close to the city centre, really. I think I'd say it's more Manchester city centre.
Yep. Are you guys going to tour Canada as well or later? Or?
Just been to Canada. Just did a gig in Canada.
Oh, you did?
Vancouver.
Shows what I know.
Yeah.
And what about guitars? Reg, you at home, what do you have for as far as a guitar collection at home?
I haven't got one.
Oh.
I don't collect guitars. I've just got a few guitars. That's
okay.
It.
Right on.
I haven't got anything classic or anything. I've just got a Gibson. What is it? Gibson. Epiphone.
Epiphone Les Paul.
Epiphone Les Paul.
Right on.
I'm not getting anything. I'm not really a big guitar collector or fan or anything. Just,
You're just in the back of a van.
I just like making. Just like making. That's me.
Actually, you guys are in the front seat of the van or is it a truck?
Yeah.
That's only because we don't like everyone listening in to what we're saying and stuff like that because we.
Oh, because you're going to slag them?
Yeah, we don't do a lot.
You're going to talk smack about your bandmates?
No, I'm just worried about saying something that's wrong and someone pulling you on it.
Laughing.
Nah, you're shitting.
Are you guys staying in motels or what? Or how are you traveling?
No, we've got the bus. It's got bunks.
Okay.
Abby.
Yeah. No.
Wow. And how do you feel about traveling that way at this stage?
Well, you like it, don't you?
I like it because it beats being in a sprinter van for long drives. You can stretch your legs in your bunk, and you can get up and make a brew.
I like hotels.
He likes hotels.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just the long drives. Yeah. You know, it's hard on Christoph and Todd because they've got to sit up front and do the actual drives.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But you know, for us, we just get to be lazy and lie down and catch up on some.
Do you guys drink?
Nothing. It's
bumpy. Quite bumpy.
It's pretty bumpy. It's like, yeah. You can only sleep when it stops.
Yeah. Do you guys drink sleep much? Anywhere.
I don't. No. I drink. I have a beer before I go on.
I probably have more than I should.
Oh, there you go. What about for you, Stephen? What about guitar collection? Do you have anything at home?
I've got quite a few. I need to get rid of some guitars, really, rather than collect more. I've got a Microfrets Calibra. I'm never getting rid of that. It's also the same brand as what Dave Fielding used. Uh-huh. He used a Microfrets Swinger. So, like, I got one of them because of that. I've got a Gibson SG, Shergold. I've got a Squire 6-string bass.
Oh, wow.
Like what the Cure used.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
And I was in Athens, and I got to use a vintage Fender Jazzmaster. And I think I'm going to have to get those at some point because I just really like the way they feel.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
What else have I got? I've got a Taylor acoustic, and I think I've got rid of the rest of them. I think that's my lot.
When you get rid of stuff, how do you get rid of it?
eBay, usually. Yeah. I've yet to I've tried selling stuff on Reverb before, but no, eBay's usually the place I sell stuff.
Yeah.
I just like to get it over with quick because getting rid of instruments for me is I get emotionally attached to them. Yeah. So I just like it to be a quick process.
Yes, of course.
I talked about too.
And I'm guessing, Reg, you don't like to go to guitar stores when you're out on tour, but what about you, Stephen?
Yeah, I like to have a look, but if I've got a bit of money in my pocket, it can be quite dangerous because I just look at something and say, yeah, I justify that. Yeah, it's best if I don't spend too much time in there.
Yeah. Is it tough getting guitars back and forth from the US to UK?
When you buy them, you mean?
When you're
if you buy
them. Yeah, I'm just thinking, like, you know, you guys, so you fly over here with your gear. How hard is it getting your gear over to the US?
Well, coming over this time, we got left in Manchester. So we had to do a gig where we had to buy some glass because we couldn't get them out here. We weren't sure they were going to come.
It can be problematic taking your guitars.
Yeah, we weren't sure, and they would end up getting back to us, but we weren't sure they were going to get there because we were doing a show in Athens.
Yeah,
and then the guitars didn't come, so we had to hire some for that, and then we were going out the next day to America.
Yeah,
so trying to get these guitars to us was quite difficult, but it did happen.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm just going to make tea.
We were at the point where we were going to buy guitars in America. We didn't think we were going to get to it.
Are you seeing the audience being much younger than you know your previous audiences?
It's quite a few younger ones coming now. Which is nice. Yeah,
good for you.
Yeah, I'm definitely noticing younger people.
Well, it's been a wonderful time talking to you guys. I really appreciate your time. And I'm going to try to catch you tomorrow night in San Francisco.
Are you on the guest list, though?
I'm not on the guest list, but I can pay my way in and make you guys some money.
Yeah, I'm just thinking we could see you afterwards if you
talk to me. Right on. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Yeah,
okay, thank you.
Yeah, have a great show in Roseville.
Nice one.
Okay,
thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Have Guitar Will Travel. You can catch up on all the things I'm doing at thedeadlies.com. And I'm on all the social media platforms as well. And please support Vintage Guitar and all the wonderful things they do, because they do many, many wonderful things for us guitar players. Thanks. Please subscribe. Please tell a friend. And I'll see you guys next week. Bye, guys.